ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ನಮಃ ಪೂರ್ವಾಯ ಗಿರಯೇ ಪಶ್ಚಿಮಾಯಾದ್ರಯೇ ನಮಃ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಗಣಾನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ದಿನಾಧಿಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಐ ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೇ, ದ ಸನ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್ ದ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರೈಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಶೋಸ್ ಅಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ನೆಸ್. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಆನ್ ಬಿಹಾಫ್ of all 1748 delegates of Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Alumni, Group 3 students, gurus and devotees from all parts of India and across the world, I pay obeisance to the ever effulgent, omnipresent Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I welcome you all on this abode of peace, the Prashanti Nilayam, for an auspicious occasion on National Convention of the All India Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Alumni and Group 3 students at Prashanti Nilayam. May I say the truth that blossoms in the dust and is as sweet and cool as morning dewdrops, freshening the morning atmosphere? And so is this morning, when we shall be endeavoring ourselves to be the true legacy of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now may I call upon our national coordinators of Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, revered Srimati Sharla Saha and Srimati Vidya Srinivasan, to offer the program to the Mahasamadhi on our National Convention on the All India Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Alumni and Group 3 students, followed by Veda chanting.
ಸರ್ವಲಿಂಗ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯತಿ ಪಾಳಿ ಮಂತ್ರಂ ಪವಿತ್ರಂ సద్యో జాతం ప్రపద్యామి సద్యో జాతాయ వై నమో నమః భవే భవే నాతి భవే భవస్వ మాం భవోద్భవాయ నమః వామదేవాయ నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ నమః శ్రేష్ఠాయ నమో రుద్రాయ నమః కాళాయ నమః కలవికరణాయ నమో బలవికరణాయ నమో బలాయ నమో బలప్రమదనాయ నమః సర్వభూతదమనాయ నమో మనోన్మనాయ నమః అఘోరేభ్యో తఘోరేభ్యో ఘోరఘోరతరేభ్యః సర్వేభ్యః సర్వశర్వేభ్యో నమస్తే అస్తు రుద్రరూపేభ్యః తత్పురుషాయ విద్మహే మహాదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నో రుద్ర ప్రచోదయాత్. ఈశాన సర్వ విద్యానాం ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానాం బ్రహ్మాధిపతిర్ బ్రహ్మా శివో మే అస్తు సదాశివో. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
With this absolute divine ambience, let us all sing together the glory of Bhagwan, Bhagwan's mission on Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. That is, Satya Sai Bhagwan ne jnan ki jyot jalai.
సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ నే జ్ఞాన కి జ్యోత్ జలాయి జ్ఞాన కి జలాయి జ్ఞాన కి జ్యోత్ జలాయి. హర ఇక జీవ హై అంశ ప్రభు కా సభీ హై భాయి భాయి. సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ నే జ్ఞాన కి జ్యోత్ జలాయీ సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ నే జ్ఞాన కి జ్యోత్ జలాయీ. హర ఏక జీవ హై అంశ ప్రభు కా సభీ హై భాయి భాయి. హర ఏక జీవ హై అంశ ప్రభు కా సభీ హై భాయి భాయి. జీవన మనుష్య కా భగవాన్ కా సుందర సపనా హై ఐసా జీవన మనుష్య కా భగవాన్ కా సుందర సపనా హై ఇస్ సపనే కో సత్య కరో జీవన్ బనే సుఖదాయి ఇస్ సపనే కో సత్య కరో జీవన్ బనే సుఖదాయి. హరేక జీవ హై అంశ ప్రభు కా సభీ హై భాయి భాయి సభీ హై భాయి భాయి.
సత్ధర్మ సాధు తో క్యా చింతా ఆగే బఢ్ జానే కీ సత్ सत्य धर्म हो साथ तो क्या चिंता आगे बढ़ जाने की। सूरदास का हाथ पकड़ भगवान ने राह दिखाई। सूरदास का हाथ पकड़ भगवान ने राह दिखाई। हर एक जीव है अंश प्रभु का, सभी है भाई भाई, सभी है भाई भाई। कहीं ज्योति बुझ न जाए, लोभ क्रोध तज दे प्राणी, कहीं ज्योति बुझ न जाए। प्रेम से बन जा साई का तो प्रेममयी है साई, प्रेम से बन जा साई का तो प्रेममयी है साई, प्रेममयी है साई।
यस, हर एक जीव है अंश प्रभु का, सभी है भाई भाई। श्री सत्य बाल साई बाल विकास इज अ पनेशिया फॉर द वर्ल्ड रिडल्ड विथ इंटॉलरेंस विच brings strength and equipoise. Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas is the remedy for headline screaming the atrocities, violence, hatred, corruption, fraud, and to top it all, the latest economic crisis. Yes, Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas is truly a panacea to restore dharma in this world, sculpted through the gurus and as instructed by all-pervading Jagadguru, Bhagwan, our beloved Bhagwan, rendering and molding their characters for mankind. We may not have realized it during those 9 years with Bal Vikas, which Bal Vikas has conferred on each one of us, the knowledge and the skill to shape our life by our own efforts, helped us to stand on our own feet and to rely on our inner strength with complete faith, courage and confidence. Now, may I call upon an example of such courage and confidence, Miss Monica Pandey from Sikkim, who will inspire us with welcome address.
Sri Sai Ram, my most humble pranam at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. With profound love for my dearest Swami, I place my sincere Sai Ram to one and all present here. Sai Ram. On this day, on this auspicious day, as the roses are red, the sky is blue, I am here to welcome you. Firstly, I pay obeisance to Sri Satya Sai Bhagavan for blessing us and inspiring us day by day. On behalf of all the Bal Vikas alumni and third year students, I take this opportunity to welcome all state presidents, coordinators, devotees, parents, and everyone present here. The theme for this year's convention is Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, the pathway to excellence. excellence. What is it? Swami has always said that practice a thing and it becomes a habit. Habit formation leads to character formation. Hence, excellence is this character of ours. Do you think excellence is all about success, a status, a position? No, my friends, no. Excellence is not all these materialistic things. It is above all. I believe excellence is our goodness and our virtues. Excellence, as Swami has always said that, anything that can be taken away cannot be excellence. And today, the world is full of fear, tragedy, lack of conscience, etc. Ironically, there are taller men, shorter character, beautiful houses, broken homes. So, in this world, how do we lead an excellent life? Yes, my friends, Bal Vikas has showed us a pathway to achieve this. As I stand here today, I believe that excellence is not what one has. Excellence is what one is. Excellence is whole of you. It's entirely who you are. As I am standing on this platform, I would like to share a short incident, small incident that has taken in my life and has changed my entire concept of faith and belief. Last year, on 18th September, I was in college in Punjab and my family was back home in Sikkim. It was a normal evening. I had just spoken with my mother. After I had kept my phone, 5 minutes later, she called up again. And in a most hysterical voice, she told me that there was an earthquake and the state was in complete blackout. I did not panic because frequent and smaller earthquakes are common in Sikkim. I told her not to worry and kept the phone. It wasn't until that I watched the news and saw that there was an 8.9 Richter scale earthquake and the epicenter was my hometown. I could not believe it. I was numb. I did not know what to do. I tried calling home but could not reach because the telephone lines were disrupted. At that moment, I just closed my eyes and remembered Swami. And remembering itself was enough because I calmed down. And you may not believe it because at that moment I could feel the clarity. Why fear when I am here? At that instant, my uncle called at that very moment to tell me that everyone was safe back home. Thank you, Swami, for your grace and for your presence. Excellent life is a life of hope, of faith, of belief, of knowing that Swami is always with us. And if ever we fall astray, if ever we miss our track, He will be with us through our darkest night and brightest day, holding our hand and guiding our way, holding our hand and guiding our way. All thanks to Bal Vikas. Jai Sai Ram.
Yes, our ability, our skill may take us to the top, but our character will always make us to remain at the top. Outstanding people have one thing in common, an absolute sense of mission along with a vision. We have amongst us our outstanding and dynamic personality with a missionary vision. and coupled with an endeavor for excellence, the All India President, Sri V. Srinivasan.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We have to begin with offerings of gratitude given with humility to our beloved Divine Master, who has given us life, who has given us a vision, who has given us a mission, who has taken us to Him, and selected us from the millions and millions of people. I, on your behalf, on my behalf, bow to our Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and express my and your heartfelt gratitude for giving us this occasion to come together. Always this is our home, and let me add my words of welcome to all of you. Welcome home. Welcome to Sai. On the 1st of January this year, we had the alumni of the Institute of Higher Learning, the Sai University, who gathered here. And today we have the alumni and those who are shortly going to become alumni who have come here to this seat of divinity, of learning, and of excellence. The pathway to excellence, dear brothers and sisters, starts and ends at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan. So if you want to go on travel on this pathway, your journey begins at His feet and your journey will end, hopefully, at His feet. So as I was saying, that we had the alumni of the university, and today we have the alumni of our Balvikas. It is perhaps interesting to draw some comparisons. As far as I know, there are about 10,000 alumni of the Institute of Higher Learning. And again, this is something I should know, is that we have over 10 lakhs alumni of the Bal Vikas. The university students go through a period of 10 to 15 years of study, while you go through 9 years of the Bal Vikas curriculum. The university students receive a divine degree. You receive a divine diploma. Because both the university and the Bal Vikas, way back in 1968, the Bal Vikas were started, both of them, by Bhagwan Baba. The university, of course, came a little later, but Bhagwan started with the Bal Vihar, and then that evolved into the Bal Vikas. The university students receive Sai Integral Education. You receive Sai Education for Life. When we compare that we are 10 lakhs then today the first target we have to set, dear brothers and sisters, is that at that next alumni meeting there must be at least 10,000 of you to attend this. And all 10 lakhs of the alumni must attend at least one meeting a year held on a regional basis. While we will have a meeting at Prashanthi Nilayam, I know that you are dispersed throughout the world. So you should now resolve that you should come together, because Bhagavan always emphasized satsang, collective action. He was not for individual action. He was for individual transformation. As you know, the Sai organization today has set for itself a motto, transforming lives to transform the world. We have first to transform ourselves before we can make the effort to transform the world. And Bhagavan always believed that transformation started at the individual level. But Bhagavan always emphasized that action becomes worthy action if it is done collectively. He always said, all the fingers of the hand have to work together to bring about meaningful action. Individual action, when we point with one finger, usually results in unworthy action. So it is important that the Sai alumni should meet regularly, at least once a year, at your regional, zonal, whatever you wish to call it, meetings to come together so that the lamp which Bhagwan has lit, as your song was sung, continues to burn with effulgence. That lamp should never be allowed to go off. It is important now that the Balvikas have a proper database of all its membership. Database is so important. It is important that the Balvikas now has its own e-newsletter which will reach out to all the 10 lakhs members. These are all small things. We should not look upon them as an end in themselves. They are end in the, they are ways, instruments to enable us to do the task which Bhagwan wishes us to do. Do you realize that you as Balvikas alumni have 2 alma maters? You have one as the Balvikas, and if the Vice Chancellor will not mind, I would like to call this the Balvikas University. You have the Balvikas University as one alma mater. And the other alma mater is the school or the college where you studied. What have you done for your alma maters? How are you supporting the Balvikas movement? Have you ever reflected? Or is our commitment only oral? Bhagwan always said, Cheppinadu Chestara. Do you do what you say? The wonderful words which were sung, Duniya mein kitni dukh hai. दुनिया में कितनी कष्ट है उसके बारे में हम कुछ कर रहे हैं या नहीं. The difficulties and the problem and the griefs in this world, what are we doing collectively, individually and collectively? In the other alma mater, what steps have you taken to introduce the Balvikas? Yours is to make the effort. The results are in his hands. We should never bother about results. Results are in Bhagwan's hands. But he wants you. He, out of his love and his compassion for all of us, whether we are in Balvikas, whether we are in the Sevadal, whether we are in the university, whether we are in the hospital, he wants us to make the effort. Problems will be there. But Bhagwan is the master. He is the Lord who ordains the results. So as Balvikas alumni, have you taken any steps to introduce the Balvikas in your old school? Bhagavan always emphasized the importance of gratitude, kritagnyata, and he always stated that ingratitude is the worst sin that exists. I do not know whether you realize that the Balvikas has two fountainheads. The source is here, but he created two fountainheads. The Institute of Satya Sai Education in Mumbai and the Balvikas Trust. Are you aware of these things? Have you ever visited the Institute of Satya Sai Education? Are you aware of that there is a body called the Balvikas Trust, of whom the chairman is our Venerable Indulal Shahji? What action have you taken to support these institutions? And I'm being frank because we are talking among family members. This is not a public function. This is a time for recapitulation, rededication, review, and resurgence. Brothers and sisters, we have to expand in all directions. We have to expand the Balvikas. We have to expand the university. We have to expand the hospitals. Because if we have stagnation, if we have contraction, it is the first sign of decay. And how ungrateful we would be to our Lord and Master if we were to stand by and do nothing. How should we do it? How can we expand the university? How can we expand the hospitals? Answers are with Him. But it is our duty to think, to use this gray matter to plan. We are instruments, nimittam, Bhagavan always said. You are just the instruments. Results are in Bhagavan's hands. Today the Balvikas, I am watching since the last few years, is steady around 3.5 lakhs children all over India. Are we happy with that? No. We have to expand. We need more gurus. And all you alumni, are you willing to be gurus? It's not that difficult to be a guru, to contribute that time. You may be a housewife, you may be a career person, but our classes are held one day in the week. And we are not interested now to propagate this concept of residential Balvikas. Yes, it has been the strategy for initial growth. But we have ordained now, collectively, that all Balvikas classes should be held in public places. Either in the Samiti centers, in the Bhajan Mandalis, in schools, in any public place where people can congregate. So you are no longer restricted by having to go to somebody else's house to conduct the Balvikas class. We are also thinking, I don't know whether my sisters will tell you, that we try to have at least two gurus per class, not just the one guru. Because this is the way of growth, training, the pathway to excellence. Can you not be gurus? People think that when we talk on this kind of forums, we are talking about money. Money is the least of the factors. Bhagwan paid no attention to money. He always said for good work, resources will always come. But what we want is human effort to give of yourself. It is so easy to take out your pen and write a big check. But to give of yourself, that is the greatest gift which you can give to our beloved Lord. So in this expansion of Balvikas, what role are the alumni are going to play? Are they just going to congregate once a year, sing some songs, have some meetings and disappear? No, no, no. Sai has to become part of our lives. Sai has just not to save us from earthquakes. Remember that. Sai is the raison d'être, the reason for our birth, the reason for our existence. We should not pray to Swami only when we are in troubles. Every day must be a day of living with Sai. And he's here, he's listening. And he must be saying, as usual, this All India president has started to talk. But as usual, when he said that, when I spent these 40 years with him, I used to catch his feet and say that you only have given me this job. And I have to, it's my duty to talk. This vibration, this essence, this presence is here. And this presence must be with you at all times, not just in the form of pictures, but worship him in your hearts. He must live in your hearts. And be aware that the opportunities of seva don't come only when we meet on Sundays. The opportunities for seva come any time. We may never know when they come. How often have we heard the story of Shirdi Baba, who came in different forms to enable his devotees to do their sadhana and who did not recognize him. Today, dear brothers and sisters, the suffering in the world has at least one good purpose. It creates continuous opportunities for serving mankind. Every moment of your lives, be alert, be ready how to serve. And you can do service without compromising on your busy schedules. It is only instead of looking and going all the time on our Blackberries and iPhones, needlessly. You can use that time instantly to serve somebody, to relieve some suffering, and serve with love. No service can become seva unless it is done with love. Bhagavan always used to say, where there is no love, there is no seva. You can't just take an old lady's hand and take her across the road working on your Blackberry. It is with full involvement. Then it becomes seva. One thing we must remember, that Bhagwan has picked every single person, each one of us, here, today, and all over the world who say they are Sai devotees. Whoever had a chance to come to him, they could come only because he decided they should come. We could never come without his sankalpa. And with this good fortune comes great responsibility. of the crores and crores of people, if we are the devotees of Bhagwan Baba, it is because He has willed us. You should never forget that. People say, oh, Bhagwan received lots of money. What did He do with that money? Did He keep anything for Himself, that plain angi which He wore? All of it was used in the seva of the poor and the needy. The hospitals, the university, the water projects, building the houses for the flood affected in Orissa. Bhagwan's heart was like butter. The slightest sign of grief in the world used to melt His heart. Some people used to say that towards the end of His physical stay on this earth, Bhagwan sometimes used to shed tears. And mistaken people used to say, oh, He's shedding tears because He's planning to leave. No, no, no. Bhagwan never cared about Himself. His compassion was only for the world. We must have that compassion. Our hearts must also melt when we see suffering in this world. You cannot solve all the suffering, but you can feel the compassion for those who are suffering and do your little bit to ease that suffering. Compassion, a person without compassion cannot be human. And this was the source of compassion. If there is any one lesson that we have learned from Bhagwan Baba, that must be compassion. Today, dear brothers and sisters, the organization cannot remain aloof from society. We have to be involved in society. We have to change, yes. We have to adapt, yes. We should never forget the core values which Bhagwan gave us. But still, you know, this peripheral appearances for society, the peripheral methods of working which we have to make to change for society, that we have to do. So Balvika's alumni must be the vanguard. To the Sai organization, again, static, we are about 6 lakhs of people, of which Balvika's is 3.5 lakhs. So you must be the vanguards for the involvement in society. We cannot say, no, we will do our bhajan, we will do our sadhana, we will do our retreats, stay aloof from the world. No, no, no. Today, Sai students cannot remain aloof from society. Today, Balvikas cannot remain aloof from society. We must change the world, but pray to Him that we never change. Duniya ko badlenge, lekin Bhagwan, aapki daya se hum na badle. This should be our prayer. Yesterday in the sports stadium, I was just looking around the stadium. And I found these beautiful display boards which we had made for the 85th birthday. And as you know, I don't know how many of you know, we put up these boards all over India at prominent places. Now we need a new direction. It is not enough if we have messages that the beginning of everything is character. We need more message. One which says there, love is life. Share it. So messages which are relevant to society, but which Bhagavan has given all the messages. Just go through all that he has written. You'll find all the messages that you need. But pick out those messages and make posters. I give this work to you, the Bal Vikas alumni, to decide and make posters which we'll display. Most important, do you know that the 90th birthday is around the corner? Do you know that the 50th anniversary of the Sathya Sai organization is around the corner? We just have 2 years. 2015 is the year of the 90th birthday celebrations. 2015 is the year of the 50th anniversary of the Sathya Sai organization. Your posters could concentrate on love, service, unity of religions, the seva to Daridra Narayanas. Not just talk about Madhav Seva. Talk about seva to those Daridras on whom Madhava resides. I think I have taken a lot. I had much more to say, but I'm going to leave that to Nimish during this various meetings to tell you what the Sathya Sai Central Trust is doing. What is the Sathya Sai organization doing? I'll only close with a prayer to Bhagwan to bless each one of you. My request to you, not to all of you, but to many of you, come and work in Swami's institutions. Come and work in the hospitals, in the ashram here. You will see now we are introducing totally modern procedures. Today the Sathya Sai Central Trust is run on higher standards of corporate governance compared to any other institution in this India. Don't believe all the muck and the stupid things which are written. Today we are totally transparent. Sathya Sai Central Trust is one of the few public charitable trusts which brings out a comprehensive annual report with all financials. Don't pay attention to all this 40,000 crores and 50,000 crores. Facts and figures are there. Audited. You don't need to go and ask by rumors. Everything is there. You can see at any time. Look at the website. All the details are there. You are the messengers of Sai. At some stage of your lives, many of you are fortunate to come at an early stage, but maybe some others later in life. Come and work in Swami's institutions. And hopefully, we will have many of Sai's institutions, not just in Puttaparthi, but all over India. Dearest Bhagwan, bless these children. Make them fit instruments in your hands. The future of the Sai mission is in their hands. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir, for the wise words of wisdom. I'm sure we shall carry them, all the words of wisdom, along with us to our states. Acharaha paramo dharmaha, acharaha paramam tapaha, acharaha paramam jnanam, acharat kimna sadhyate. Nothing is impossible through good character, a good virtue, penance and knowledge.
Bhagavan has designed our 9 years program in such a way that through his simple 5 techniques, he actually trained us to walk on the track of Navavidha Bhakti. According to Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakanda, Sri Rama has described the 9 pathways of devotion. That is, the first pathway is satsang, as our All India President has just mentioned. The second is continuous hearing of divine stories, service to gurus, singing the glory of God, japa and dhyana, selfless service, seeing God in every aspect of his creation, to be always contented, and the 9th path, to express the pure devotion, Rama says, is unreserved surrender with total faith in his strength. And all these paths mentioned had been a part of our 9 years curriculum to reach the path of excellence. And so, the theme for today, Bal Vikas, the pathway to excellence. Those who have successfully succeeded in following these pathways of devotion are seen excelling in their respective fields. We have amongst us 3 such speakers. May I call upon Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas alumni, Bhavesh Chandra, an MBA in finance and zonal coordinator from Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh.
Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, as if it was destined for me to realize God on earth, that one day I found myself in a class of many students like me and a humble and polite lady addressing us, and a picture of whom I now call my beloved Swami placed before us. It was that day when that lady, whom I later found to be my Bal Vikas Guru, brought Swami to me and instilled him in my heart and soul that very day. I guess my journey to my Lord had started. With each passing Bal Vikas class, the values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa got embedded in my mind and without my notice into my heart. My life took a new turn. Getting up every morning with Karagre Vasate Lakshmi, addressing everyone with Sai Ram, partaking food after reciting Harir Data Harir Bhokta, and going to bed after the recitation of Karacharana Kritam Vak, slowly and gradually became an intimate part of my daily routine. To say in clear words, prayer is a communication with God, was no more just a phrase for me. I started dedicating each of my day's activities to Swami. Thus, we would wait for another Friday evening for another Bal Vikas class, for more stories to be heard and learned from. Bhajans became one of my favorite activities in the class. We were taught new bhajans in every class. Singing them together, we learned what unity was, which later, with regular devotional singing, blossomed in us as purity. And today has brought us so close to divinity. Love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, were sayings we became familiar with, and with each passing day started trying to live them. And till this day, our efforts to live up to His words are on, all by His divine grace. Today, when I look back to my journey of Bal Vikas and realize how far I have come, it seems incorrect to call myself an ex-Bal Vikas student. I believe my Bal Vikas classes are not over yet. From the Bal Vikas Guru's teaching and guiding us, it is the Jagat Guru who plays that role now. And teaches us every moment of our lives. When a mother goes to the market with her child, she holds his hand tight so that he is not lost. Similarly, when we are away from Bal Vikas and into the wide open world, it is Sai Ma who holds us tight so that we are not misled by the ways of the world. Hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. Today, while serving the villagers at Gram Seva or the Narayans at Narayan Seva, I do not forget to be loving and compassionate to them. Because it is Swami's love and compassion which we are receiving every second of our lives, and we must return it to Him in this form. After all, it is this for which He calls us embodiments of love. He is love personified and teaches us to do the same. Swami said, "If you do my work, I will do your work better than what you would have done." I did, and so did He. He said, "What is joy? Jesus first, others next, yourself last." I followed, and He showered bliss. From Bal Vikas to Sevadal, my journey has changed many phases, but the center of it all has always been Swami. Swami said, "My life is my message." But now He says, "Your life is my message." The most positive outcome that Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas can give is to find ourselves at His divine lotus feet forever, and our lives to be worthy enough to become His message. We were taught in Bal Vikas that the meaning of Sai Baba is my divine mother and father. I lost my father in the year 2008, and that is when I realized how true it is that He is our true mother and father. Not even for a moment did Swami allow me to feel that I had lost my father. I was very young, and I don't know how He did that, but He took care of each and everything. I had the Jagat Pita with me, my love, my life, my Lord, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The highest form of excellence and the highest form of perfection is to realize Him. He who is perfect. While we are on this journey, as a byproduct, perfection and excellence in all that we do and in all spheres of life follows. And it has to, simply because we are in touch with our source, who is perfection personified. In the end, I would like to conclude with four lines from the Bhagavatam on Purna Sharanagati. Zindagi ki door saup haath Sai Nath ke, mehlo mein rakhe chahe jhopado mein vas de, nirvivad, nirapraad, Sai Ram kahiye, aur jehi vidhi rakhe Sai, tehi vidhi rahiye, jehi vidhi rakhe Sai, tehi vidhi rahiye, jai Sai Ram.
Yes, nothing is impossible to an enthusiastic person. उत्साहो बलवान आर्य नास्ति उत्साहात् परम बलम सोत्साहस्य च लोकेषु न किंचित अपि दुर्लभम. नाउ मे आई कॉल अपॉन आ यंग बाल विकास अलमनाय मिस प्राची बुलबुल फ्रॉम उड़ीसा हु इज स्टडिंग इन 11th साइंस.
Shri Sai Ram, my humble pranams at the lotus feet of beloved Bhagwan, respected elders, and my Bal Vikas brothers and sisters. Education without culture is like a kite with a broken string. No one knows where it will fall and what damage it will cause to others. Modern education is like that kite with a broken string which does not know its ultimate aim. Education, only when blended with culture, shines forth as true education. This culture is the ability to discriminate between good and evil. It is the removal of one's evil thoughts, words, and deeds, and cultivation of good thoughts, words, and deeds. But unfortunately, modern education lacks this culture. Education today is mainly defined as the bookish knowledge which one acquires for a better livelihood, but not for life. That is why we read about numerous evils in the newspapers, because these create endless desires in one's mind, robbing one of peace and rendering the mind restless. Just as the Bhagavad Gita declares, Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam, the knowledge of the spirit is true knowledge. So just as the bird requires two wings for its flight, similarly, person requires two wings of secular knowledge and spiritual knowledge to fly greater heights in life. So, with this perspective, Swami started the revolution of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Swami says that every child is a flower in the garden of Sai. This garden is Bal Vikas. And Vikas means the blooming of a flower. Swami planted a small sapling of Bal Vikas, which has now grown into a huge Asatva Vriksha. This Vriksha has its roots deep in Atma Tattva. Its trunk is made up of love. Its branches are Man Vikas, Buddhi Vikas, Deha Vikas, and Atma Vikas. Its flowers are the purity in words, thoughts, and deeds. And its ultimate fruits are the five human values, that is, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa. Just as in the production process, we have three stages, input, process, and output, where input includes the raw materials. Process is a manufacturing using tools, and the ultimate output is a desired product. Similarly, in the production process of Bal Vikas, we have three stages. Input, process, and output. But here, input is the child. Process is a refinement using tools of sadhana, that is japa, dhana, nam sankirtana. And the ultimate output is a beauty in character or shilam which Swami wants in all of us. This is the Vikas which Swami aspires. when this bloomed flower comes into the society, he takes the sankalpa to keep his head in the forest and hands in the society. He has his head filled with good thoughts, his heart filled with love and compassion, and his hand only capable of serving the mankind. And when the coordination of these three H is achieved, that results in a complete human being, and that is the greatest excellence of this pathway called Bal Vikas. On relating Bal Vikas to my personal life, for it has provided me an interim platform for development of my inner qualities. The teachings of Bhagwan incited in my life has helped me to get rid of many of my bad habits and exercise control over my words, thoughts and deeds. It is through Bal Vikas that I came to know about the greatest, noblest virtue, that is humility, through various service projects that are generally carried on in Bal Vikas classes. And the ways which I got, the various ways through which I got to transform myself in Bal Vikas classes, I'll forever remain indebted for the way Swami has chosen me as his instrument. Among millions of devotees, Swami has chosen only a handful of them to become his instruments. And we, as Bal Vikas students, are fortunate enough to be his instruments and go along the path where Swami has chosen for us. And at the end of my speech, I would like to conclude with the thing which I have nurtured from Bal Vikas, is that living with God is what actually we call as true education. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Yes, it is true. Living with God is actually a true education, and end of education is character. Vidya dadati vinayam, vinayat yati patrata. Now may I call upon Mr. Santosh Pidugu from Bihar and Jharkhand, working in IBM Hyderabad as a Unix administrator.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, I feel privileged to share my experiences and views regarding Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas classes. I have been associated with Bal Vikas right from the childhood, and it did start from the divine classes of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Truly speaking, I did personally enjoy it a lot, going to Bal Vikas classes. I remembered, in fact I cherish those good old childhood days when my mother used to take me to Bal Vikas classes on a weekend, accompanied with a group of friends. We used to do a lot of fun-loving activities. Just to put few activities into perspective, games, chanting shlokas, enacting plays, listening to great epic stories was simply amazing. And trust me, it did not have space for boredom at all. But there were few questions which always used to strike my mind. I remember these questions asking to a lot of my gurus during my Bal Vikas classes. What is Bal Vikas all about? What is the aim of Bal Vikas? What are we expecting out of Bal Vikas? I am reminded of the answers stated by my gurus. Bal Vikas, in fact, is a Sanskrit phrase which means blossoming of child. and its aim is to foster character development and inculcate spiritual transformation. And at the same time, it also inculcates self-respect in the students like me, in the students like you all sitting here, a matter of self-respect, so that the students like us become the masters of mind and not the slaves of senses. And moreover, we have absolute control over sense organs. Love all, serve all. Swami is one of the prominent teachings throughout his existence in physical form. Let me tell you one of the perpetual memories which I gathered here in Prashanthi Nilayam. I was a Balvikas student and belonged to Bihar and Jharkhand Seva Samiti. Every year we used to come down to Holi to celebrate the festival with Swami. And it was then I was blessed with a chance to portray spiritual drama way back in the year 2006. The drama went on really well. Swami liked it. As soon as the drama got over, we all assembled near Swami to just take a photograph, which we could carry back our home and keep it as a memory for the rest of our lives. Swami came close to us and suddenly all the characters started interacting with them. There was a lot of interactions going on between Swami and the characters. Swami suddenly looks at me and smiles and asks me a very simple question. What is your name? To which I humbly replied, Gopi. Swami smiles again and nods his head and says in Telugu, Bagundi, Chala Bagundi. I was extremely delighted listening to such wonderful words from Swami. Swami's graceful love and shower of love made me feel so special. This signifies that individuals like me, individuals like you all sitting here, look out for love. We expect people to shower love. We expect people to be graceful. We expect people to be polite. Because Swami always preached, love can create miracles. All the learnings that I have gathered in Balvika's classes in fact became fruitful when I grew old and had a lot of challenges to face. May it be my education career, choosing the right college for my institution, commencement of professional career. I think Swami played a very vital role and helped me take very crucial decisions throughout my lifetime. I passed out my 12th in the year 2006, and let me tell you something more on this. I had two desires in life. I wanted to pursue engineering degree, and secondly, I also wanted to study in Swami's institute, which was completely impossible because Swami's institute does not have engineering courses. But still I made my mind that I would do BSc because Swami's institute had BSc courses, and only if I get admitted in Swami's institute or else I'll go for engineering. I came to Puttaparthi and gave my entrance exams, but unfortunately I was not selected. I was dejected and was literally crying sitting inside the mandir that particular evening. That is why I carried a lot of worries when I entered into my engineering courses. Worry as to how will I proceed? How will I do? Will I be placed as soon as I pass out of my engineering courses? But I did not lose trust and faith in Swami. And that trust and faith did pay me back. I was awarded the gold medal for securing first class honors degree in my engineering. That is what Balvikas can do. As he said, it can create miracles. What better could I have asked from Swami? Now, talking something about modern education, modern world which is progressing at a very rapid pace. Every individual is aiming high to have a great and a very lucrative career. And I would say that's completely okay. We should aim really high in life. But dear brothers and sisters, I would also say that why not have intelligence in combination with spiritual knowledge. Intelligence and spiritual knowledge. The amalgamation not only helps you to progress at a very faster pace, but also helps you to take very crucial decisions in life and become an excellent team member, which I'm sure everyone sitting here would desire to. To all the youngsters, brothers and sisters, what do we aspire in life? What do we want to become? What do we have expectations from life? A good career, decent job, stability in life? I think yes. Everyone at least would aspire for these three things. And trust me, all these things can be achieved through Bal Vikas. Having said that, let's not become hypothetical. Merely attending Bal Vikas classes would not fetch you so many things. You should in fact ask a question to yourself. What is that Bal Vikas going to offer me? What is Bal Vikas has in store for us? Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas classes would enable you to stay focused till you reach your goals. And that is the most important thing when you actually want to reach your goals. All of us sitting here know what we want in life. We know our goals, but we never stay focused. We never stay determined. Bal Vikas enables you to do it. Bal Vikas overall has got a tremendous impact on my life. Let's inculcate the virtue of setting examples rather than impressing the younger generation by mere preachings. Bal Vikas, let's be a part of such a wonderful education movement laid down by Swami, which has got so many things to offer at no cost. Before I end, I thank Swami for making me a part of his wonderful education system, and I dedicate all my achievements at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I urge all the parents across the globe that every child born must be blessed with Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas classes. Jai Sai Ram.
The concept of rhythm, the tala, as per Indian tradition, has come from the beats of the heart, measured through our hands. The bhava, emotions, emanates from the heart, hridaya, and the raga originated through thoughts, that is the head. So, this harmony of bhava, raga and tala brings out the music in our life to spread harmony in humanity. Let us all look forward to the musical presentation by Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas alumni, State of Karnataka. But before the commencement of the program, may I take the liberty to dedicate ourselves to become a small team of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in our mission, and that can alter the course of history. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Sai Ma. My loving Sai Rams to each and every one of you present here. Our Satya Sai Bal Vikas alumni sisters from Karnataka are here to offer Sri Sai Ganacharita, a garland of very old melodies to our Bhagavan, which were composed 60 years ago in the year 1960, inspired by Bhagavan himself. As per culture and tradition goes, they start with the Ganesha song. All of us know that Lord Ganesh is the remover of all obstacles, and for the smooth functioning of any program, his blessings are very important. The second song, Ninu Nammitira, describes the joy the devotee derives when in Swami's presence. The more Swami speaks, the more the devotee wants to hear, and the more Swami sings, the more the devotee wants to listen. We are smitten by Swami's presence that we are unable to move. The third song, Gopala Bala Rara, is a very special song. Swami himself has taught this song to his devotees. All of us know that 60 years back, There was no literature, no films, and no recordings. But Swami wanted to help his devotees to get to know about his previous avatar, that is, the avatar of Sri Shirdi Sai Baba. Swami came up with a beautiful plan. He taught his devotees the entire Sai Sacharita in the form of a song in the Telugu language. And here we are, very fortunate to listen to this song. Our final song, Manasa, speaks about the mind. Swami calls the mind monkey mind. Our mind keeps traveling in all directions except the right required path, the Sai path. We pray to Swami to help us travel in the right path. I request all of you to sit back and enjoy the garland of old melodies offered by our sisters from Karnataka. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you.
పట్టు పుట్ట పతి గాన విలోలా నిన్ను నమ్మితిరా, నిన్ను నమ్మితిరా శ్రీ బాబా దీన దయాళో, మము చేయి పట్టు పుట్ట పతి గాన విలోలా నిన్ను నమ్మితిరా. దినగరు జీవాబాని మహిమలే మిరా, మన్నంటి నందలో
Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Govinda Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Govinda Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Gopi Kamala Hari Pyari Mai Veena Var Vihari Madan Mohan Murali Dhari Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai
Shambho Shankar Deva
Shambho Shankar Deva
Shambho Shankar
Jai Jai Shahare Swami Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Sandrakshaka Bhakta Jana Sandrakshaka
Do you know?